Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and AstraZeneca once again is in the news, one of the big pharma giants buying the COVID vaccine push. This week, the Daily Mail highlighted a case against AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine, which resulted in the big pharma company having to pay out millions to victims' families. And that number is only rising as more families pursue legal action against them. And the article goes on to note that many people are growing obviously more and more hesitant to get vaccines because of what's happened since the pandemic. And that hesitancy is not limited to just the consumers, as it were. It's also hitting the vaccine producers who are now worried that bringing attention to vaccine injuries could pose an issue if we were to face another moment in time like the pandemic. Now, of course, I don't think they care about people getting sick. I think they're more concerned that they won't be able to convince enough people anymore to take a new jab that they know nothing about. And that's why we've got back with us our good friend Clint Winters to discuss how big pharma, the FDA, and even big food are all in cahoots to control the health of the American people and what we can do in response. Now, Clint's also, he's been on the front lines, as it were, against big pharma and the FDA with his own natural pain reliever, Canalidine, which is it's used by like the toughest athletes out there in the UFC, as well as by everyday Americans like moi, looking for safe, effective daily pain relief they can trust. I use it myself. I love it. Never felt better. So, Clint, welcome back as always. Great to see you. You're always looking good, man.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
You are. Yeah. You're the real deal, you know.
Yeah, I live it. I live it. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stand these doctors. You know, they come in and they're all like, hey, you know, and there's. Wait. I love the old comedian George Burns when he would take puffs of his cigar and at what 95 years old, and Johnny Carson would say, "What does your doctor say about you smoking so much?" And he'd say, "My doctor's dead." You know. You are not that. You are going to outlive George Byrne, that's for sure. But
100% trying.
Well, you've seen the evidence of government and specifically big pharma overreach. You've been on the program before talking about this. I mean, it's your opinion that they're basically wanting to keep the population more or less sick and tired.
100%. They make more money that way.
Yeah. There you go. Right. So in your opinion, how have you seen particularly the COVID vaccine used as a weapon to control the American people's health?
Well, let me start off with a story that I think is very relevant to this, because this is something that sits with me every day when I think about where we're at as a nation and what we're facing really as a health crisis. And a good friend of mine was a former, and I say former because he left because of all this, hospital CEO, ran big, big hospital group. And he was sickened because they would have board meetings and the board would come in and go, guys, we have a wellness crisis. And he's like, what does that mean? People are too healthy. We're not getting enough people in our hospitals, in our doctor's offices. What can we do to make sure that wellness declines? And it's a perverted system. It's totally backwards. It's not there. It's not in place to ensure that you can get healthy or promote you getting healthy. It's there to keep you hooked on drugs. And that's exactly what happened during COVID with the vaccines. If you notice, it wasn't just the pushing of the vaccines itself. It was suppressing all of the research that was out there on vitamin D, on vitamin C, on just things you could do to make good sense and boost your immunity. Like, why wouldn't you want to do that stuff? Why wouldn't you want to make yourself healthier? And they're like, no. I mean, they were putting people in jail. They were shutting businesses down. They were censoring everything they could to keep this information rising. So you had no choice but to go get a vaccine, which means now you're in their wheelhouse. Now you're part of the profit machine. So, and I think like any other scam, right, which I think is a scam, they overreached. And when they did, finally people woke up and go, wait a minute, this is, because we've been in this cycle for a while. Only trust your doctor, you know, natural supplements are a bunch of quacks. You know, we kind of brainwash ourselves. And finally we woke up and said, wait a minute, this doesn't feel right. Like, why can't I talk about vitamin C or vitamin D? It doesn't make any sense. And boom, and here we are. Now we're seeing all the evidence that's coming out. We're seeing the lawsuits. We're seeing how much money they made. And it's crazy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, and it's so interesting. I have to admit I was one of those. I always thought it was, you know, just rely on the medical industry and
me too.
And and they just want what's best for you and they're going to take good care of you. I was one of those. I mean, I got black-pilled in that sense, or I guess in the sense red-pilled of like, what the heck are you guys doing? And it, you know, Clint, for me it was the suppression. It was the censorship. That's what really did it for me. Because if you're on the side of truth, you don't bring it on. Truth is going to win. I mean, bring it on. Let's do it. You know.
And so, why wouldn't you want that information to help the population? Like, we want everyone, as you know, our American brothers and sisters, to be healthy together. And like, why would you keep that from people? You know.
Right.
And a lot of times it's not even the doctors. That's the thing, is the doctors. A lot of doctors are good people. They're good doctors. They want to help. But the way the system's programmed, they're essentially a pill mill. They're there, give a diagnosis, here's your pill, and move on. That's they go outside that boundary, then people are getting censored, they're getting blacklisted, they're getting shut down, they're getting demonetized, they're getting off YouTube, like all these crazy things, just because they're speaking from scientific truth.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, it's so true. And the message is exactly with that. The message is, you don't play the game, you are replaceable. We can get rid of you. It's very, very like overt. Yeah. Well, so there's obviously a connection between big pharma, big food, which again is something I've been waking up to, and the FDA. So where do you see them together scheming, as it were, against the public? Ultimately, it seems for no other purpose than to make a, you know, an obscene profit, as it were.
100%. So my term is the unholy alliance. That's how I see those three. And I say that because every decision they're making is based on profit and profit preservation, not for the good of the American public. And it starts with food. So you're absolutely right. You have to, if you follow the money, as you always should in any investigation, the money starts with the food companies. And the food companies are there to get you addicted to sugar, get you addicted to salt, get you addicted to certain types of crunch, certain types of feelings, invisible calories. And it all started back when they hired food scientists to engineer food to make us addicted. It's not done by accident. It wasn't just, oh, maybe, you know, wow, I can't believe I have this side effect. No. Like, they were in a lab. Guys in labs in white coats were sitting there figuring out, if I add this amount of sugar and this amount of salt, you're not going to be able to eat just one cookie or one Pringle or whatever. And the American food system is the worst. If you take our food, even what we think is healthy, and give it to someone from Europe, they taste anything. Wow, that's so sweet. Yeah. That is so much sugar. And like, to us, like, we're immune to it almost. We don't taste it. But to them, it's like over the top.
Yep.
And that's just designed to get you hooked in. So what happens? Well, now you're eating too much sugar. You're eating too many fats. You're becoming overweight. That leads to health problems. Then you go to your doctor. What does the doctor say? Well, you need to go on a pill, right? So you, and don't change your diet. You can just take this pill and keep eating. So the food company's making money. The drug company's making money. And where does the FDA come in? Well, the FDA is making tons and tons and tons of money from these companies because of all the fees they charge them each year. Then you have to look at the biggest scam of all, which is the fact that former FDA officials go on and work for pharma for huge
board the revolving door.
They're an OxyContin. The guy that approved the crazy label claims on Oxy went and took a position with Purdue Pharma for half $1 million a year. It was basically a no-show job, like the mob. Half a million, just give us your name. That was all to get that approval. That's what happened. So if you're working your way up in government and you get a call from Purdue or get a call from Glaxo or whatever, and they're like, listen, Dr. Steve, I know you've been earning a good wage, but we're going to basically set the rest of your life in 2 years.
Yeah.
That's what we did for the six other people before you. You're looking at it like, this changes my life. So now when I call you back in a week and go, hey, we had that conversation last week, but you know, I there's this little company. They have this product that's kind of infringing on us. I need you to kind of do something about that. Well, what are you going to say? No? And you're going to say yes. And that's how it goes. So I think people have this perception that there's like cash being dropped off places. I don't think it's a cash in a suitcase sort of thing. I think it's job preservation. And, you know, they know if they just kind of play by the rules, which is the problem with our political system too. Everyone's just kind of in the lane. No one's thinking outside the box. And they just kind of, that's it. That's where they're going. So they're all in alliance. Everyone's making money.
Have you faced any challenges, particularly or obstacles with the FDA or Big Pharma in your efforts to raise awareness?
So my thing is every day, it's always in the back of my mind. So the things that pharma can do to, like, Canoldyne, we've talked extensively about the research with Canoldyne. It's helping thousands and thousands and thousands of people across the globe. It's helping a lot of your viewers, a lot of your listeners. And that's information that you would think, like, you and I talking as educated people should be everywhere, that I could take that and post it everywhere. But you overstep your bounds. You start to run television commercials where pharma does, and they're on you quickly.
Wow.
So it takes something like it basically takes a lot of precaution. So when you have great information, you have to be careful about where you put that information out, because if you try to get too big too fast, they're going to come at you, you know? Definitely. And that's a pressure that's terrifying every day, honestly, in my position, because I want to get this information out, but they will censor you in a second.
Yeah. Well, and again, the proof is in who's taking it. The UFC fighters who need pain relief the most. I've had you on several times. You've compared Canoldyne to opioids, but without the side effects or addiction risks, which is a wonderful comparison, because that's very heavenly. That's a redemptive element to it. What's can you flesh that out for us a little bit?
Absolutely. And I think this is the exciting part about Canoldyne, really, is it's the first time in science that we've discovered a way to power your endorphin system. And your endorphin system, as we know as a runner's high, is the way that we naturally relieve pain. Right. Steve, we're not supposed to hurt. Right. Like, we're not supposed to be in pain every day. That's not how we are designed. But the problem is, as we get older, just like other functions, that starts to decline. Right. So now if we can optimize our endorphin flow, we start to really feel great on a daily basis. And it's allowing your body to naturally do what it's supposed to do. So that way you don't feel inebriated. You don't have side effects. You're not addicted to it. It's just bringing you back up to an optimized level. So imagine when you were 5 years old or 6 years old or 10 years old and you fell off your bike and you got bumped up. The next day you're running around, you're fine. You fall off a bike at 50 or 60, you might never recover.
That's right. It's true.
It's because all these functions aren't working properly. Well, Canoldyne, through almost 14 years of research now, gets you to that level to where you're able to function properly, which is awesome. So that's why we've been working so hard to get that information out. It's just because of what it's doing for the American public. And how it's changing lives, because again, it's the first ever pain relief supplement. You take it every day. Mm-hmm. It improves that aspect of your natural ability to relieve pain, and it's life changing.
And the proof is in the pudding. I love the whole idea of revitalizing. So it's a natural function that's already in the body that's aging with the body, and now with Canoldyne, you can reawaken it, as it were. And bring it back to its proper function.
Exactly. And it's something for me that it's crazy that this research has been out there. And I thank God that I'm the one talking about it, but this is something that should have been out there so many years before when people were struggling with drugs and struggling with pain. Gosh, there's so many lives ruined.
Yeah.
And this information is there by top research schools, top scientists. It's been there. And it took me to basically find it and start to really scream it from the rooftops. I'm glad I did, because it's changing lives, but it just shows you the corruption. Because when you read the research, you're like, this should have been on every news channel everywhere.
Right.
And it's just not. Why? Because it affects profit. Pain is a big business. It's $109 billion business by 2030. $109 billion.
Wow.
So that's why they don't want you to know about Canoldyne, is because it's going to kill their profit.
It's going to shrink that business. That's right. Well, given that, with big pharma and big food putting more restrictions and so forth, all right, where can we get it? I know you help out a lot of people in our audience. Where can folks stock up on your amazing Canoldyne?
Well, I'll tell you, you guys have been so fantastic as far as a group of patriots, as far as just, you know, our friendship that we've developed just from, you know, talking to each other all over these interviews. We've actually developed our own page that's just for you and your listeners. It's trycano.com/Dr. Steve. And with working with GDR Labs, what I had them do is your listeners get a $91 instant discount that's valid for 24 hours. So they'll be able to buy Canoldyne for less money than they can find anywhere online. It's absolutely the best price possible. So the word can spread. And all I ask is once you try it and you use it and it helps you, help me spread the word, because I can't go out and spread the word like pharma can. I can't. It takes us as a community getting out there talking about this. And that's why that link's there, gives people a great discount and allows us to get the word out. Because if not, this is going to get censored for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that is wonderful. That is extremely generous. Thank you for that, gang. That is, that's huge. You're saving $91 per bottle just for being a courageous patriot.
It's literally just, it's just over cost. But the whole point is to get the word out. We want to see life changing. We want to see this get in the hands of people that need it, which is a large majority of our population. They're in pain every day and they don't have to be.
Right. They don't have to be. That's the beauty of it. Gang, don't waste time. Don't even think about it. Click on the link below. Take advantage of this amazing deal that Clint is offering to our Turley Talks listeners. Click the link below to get Canoldyne for just $29. It's a savings of $91 per bottle just for being a courageous patriot, but it's just for the next 24 hours. So come on now. This is what you want to do. Click on that link below. We've had so much amazing feedback for Clint and what he does for us. And you got, if you're fans of the UFC, come on, if UFC fighters are using this, stock up.
I mean, there's no excuse.
They love it. they love it and you're going to love it. This is amazing stuff. So click on that link below and I think you're going to be very, very pleased. Clint, thanks so much for helping us make sense of this crazy world we're living in. It's very appreciated.
No problem. I got big stuff coming too, so I can't wait to talk to you next.
Awesome. Yes, that's right. Did I get a little bit of a sneak peek of it?
You did. Yeah.
Ooh. Yep. All right.
Not quite ready to let it out of the bag yet, but it's going to be game changing.
I'll keep the secret until it's revealed. Awesome. Very good. Looking forward to having you back.
Awesome, buddy. Thank you.